Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a program that has been the world's largest public works initiative, a safety net that has steadied millions of Indian villages through droughts, demonetization, and a pandemic, now being reshaped in the most fundamental way since its birth. That transformation is happening right now. Why in the news? The Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rojgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin, or VBG Ramji, Act 2025 is set to replace the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act of 2005. The change will take effect from the first day of July 2026, and an interim allocation of 95,692.31 crore rupees was released on 9 June 2026 to keep the wheels turning. The new law marks the most significant restructuring of India's rural workfare architecture in two decades. It retains the demand-driven legal guarantee that made MGNREGA distinctive, but it alters both the scale of the entitlement and the way the bill is shared between the centre and the states. Now let us turn to the historical context. MGNREGA was enacted in 2005 and became operational in 2006. It created a justiciable right to wage employment for rural households. Any adult member willing to do unskilled manual work was entitled to up to 100 days of guaranteed wage employment in a financial year, and an unemployment allowance kicked in if work was not provided within 15 days of demand. Over the years, it grew into the world's largest public works program and acted as a built-in shock absorber during crisis. The VBG Ramji Act keeps this demand-driven legal core. The state does not pre-select beneficiaries, work is provided when households demand it, and failure to provide it triggers a statutory liability. What changes, however, is the breadth of the guarantee and the financing structure. What is new? First, the headline change. The guarantee rises from 100 to 125 days per rural household per year. That extra 25 days could raise the income floor for the poorest families. Second, the funding model shifts dramatically. Under MGNREGA, the entire wage component was borne by the union government, while material and administrative costs were shared. The new act moves to a 60-40 split, with the centre covering 60% of the wage bill and the states picking up the remaining 40%. This is the first time states will shoulder a share of the wage burden. Now, what about continuity for workers? Existing job cards that have completed EKYC will remain valid until the new Gramin Rojgar Guarantee cards are issued, so there is no interruption in entitlement during the transition. The interim release of 95,692.31 crore rupees on 9 June 2026 is intended to keep wage and material payments flowing while the new system is bedded in. Why does the funding shift matter? The move to a 60-40 cost-sharing arrangement is the most contested feature. Supporters argue that it gives states a stake in efficient implementation, curbs the moral hazard of an open-ended central liability, and aligns the program with the spirit of cooperative federalism. Critics warn that fiscally weak states, often those with the highest rural distress, may struggle to find the 40% share, potentially leading to rationing of work precisely where demand is highest. Remember this point: the guarantee remains legally demand-driven, so funding shortfall does not extinguish the right. It instead risks delayed payments and accumulated liabilities. Let us analyze the broader significance. A right-to-work guarantee is unusual globally because it converts employment from a policy aspiration into an enforceable entitlement. The credibility of that guarantee depends on assured, timely funding. By introducing a state share, the new act tests whether a justiciable right can survive a divided fiscal responsibility. The expansion to 125 days raises the income floor, but the real measure of success will be wage payment timeliness, the speed of work allocation within the statutory window, and whether the unemployment allowance is actually paid when work is not provided. Moving on to the way forward, the center should consider a buffer or equalization mechanism so that fiscally stressed states are not forced to ration work. Wage payments must stay on the digital, Aadhaar linked, direct benefit rails that reduced leakages under MGNREGA. Social audits, the participatory accountability tool that gave MGNREGA much of its legitimacy, must be carried over and strengthened. Finally, the asset creation focus, water conservation, rural connectivity and land development, should be retained so that the program builds durable rural capital and not merely transfers income. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For General Studies Paper 2, the Act is a study in the right to work, statutory entitlements versus schemes, and fiscal federalism in centrally sponsored programs. For General Studies Paper 3, it bears on rural employment, the structure of public expenditure, and inclusive growth. Likely questions will probe the difference between a demand-driven guarantee and a target-driven scheme, and the implications of cost-sharing for poorer states. The continuity of social audits links it to themes of transparency and accountability. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The full form of VBG RAM G is Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rojgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin. It replaces MGNREGA, the 2005 Act, with effect from 1st July 2026. The guarantee is raised from 100 to 125 days per rural household per year. Funding shifts to a 60-40 center-state split, whereas MGNREGA wages were funded entirely by the center. An interim allocation of 95,692.31 crore rupees was released on 9th June 2026. Existing EKYC job cards remain valid until the new Gramin Rojgar guarantee cards are issued. The core demand-driven, justiciable legal guarantee with unemployment allowance is retained. In summary, the VBG RAM G Act reshapes India's rural employment landscape, expanding entitlements while testing the resilience of a constitutional right under a shared fiscal model. Its success will hinge on cooperative federalism, timely digital payments, and the continued focus on building rural assets that lift communities out of poverty.